Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the second half of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Gentlemen, we do have a caller on the line. It's Art.
Art, let's see if we can make some... Let's get her done.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Art. Morning, guys. We were talking earlier about the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes, sir.
It's interesting, every time I hear somebody talk about the Georgia Guidestones, it's always somebody that doesn't even live anywhere near them. They've never visited. I actually grew up here. So they're just...
I'm guessing you...
43 miles...
You didn't like it much.
Huh?
I'm guessing you didn't like it very much.
Didn't like what?
The Georgia
Guidestones.
Growing
up there.
Well, I love growing up here.
I just don't like the idea that these things are here.
I would think you wouldn't.
It actually
can you enlighten us more, Art, on the origin of these things? All I know is what I've read on the computer about them.
Well,
I've never been there. I've been close to it.
The Georgia Guidestones are only about 43 miles from me. It takes an hour to get there. It's right off State Road 77, which is also known as Hartwell Highway, they're actually positioned on a road. It's known as the Guidestone Road.
Coincidence.
How titled. Now, a lot of people confuse the name. The guy's name was not actually, this was actually a pseudonym, and a lot of people always want to say Christensen. The actual name that was given by the man who commissioned the project was Robert C. Christian.
You're right.
And it was commissioned in the summer of 1979 and erected in 1980. Now, it's comprised of six stones, one center stone, four stones surrounding it, each one pointing to a cardinal direction, and then capped off with a sixth stone. Now, the whole monument itself sits a little over 19 feet. I think it's like 19.3 or something like that. And it weighs right at 235 or so thousand pounds.
Okay.
It sits at an elevation of about 750 feet above sea level, 90 miles from the coast, 90 miles east of Atlanta, 45 miles west of Athens. It's in Elberton, which would be Elbert County.
Eight
languages. Each side, since there's four cardinal stones, each stone has two sides, so there are eight languages. These languages are English, Hebrew, Chinese, Russian, Arabic, Hindi. I'm sorry, I already said Arabic, didn't I? English, Hebrew, Chinese, Russian, Arabic, Hindi, Swahili, and Spanish. Now, just a few feet away is what's called an explanatory tablet. The explanatory tablet lays flat on the ground. It's set level with the ground, and it gives all of the information about the stones. The stones were apparently erected on March of 1980, March 22nd, to be specific. They believe there is, from what we're led to believe, there's supposed to be a time capsule buried 6 feet beneath this stone.
Okay.
There are some people who know a little bit about grammar would look at this explanatory tablet and notice some errors. Punctuation is completely off. They use the word hieroglyphic as a plural noun with reference to the around the edges. Around the edges are comprised of four different languages around the edges of the square. Are written
okay.
The translation of "Let these guidestones be an age of reason." And those languages are Babylonian, which is the cuneiform script, Classical Greek, Sanskrit, and Ancient Egyptian.
Man, I would have hated to have been the engraver on that stone, on those stones.
Absolutely. There are three astronomical features to this set of stones. One is a channel through the one of the stones, which indicates the celestial pole being the North Pole. One horizontal
okay.
spot, which a horizontal slot, which indicates the annual travel of the sun from winter to summer and back, and then
okay.
a single hole through the capstone, which targets high noon, solar noon, every day, and it never misses, ever. Now, one of the interesting things about the explanatory tablet, which is, I think it's only like about 8 or so feet away from the actual monument itself, is where it talks about this time capsule buried beneath it, 6 feet beneath it. It says to be opened on, but it does not give a date in which to open it. Now, there was, several years back, there was a small stone, approximately 6 inches by 6 inches by 6 inches, or 8 by 8 by 8, don't remember the exact dimensions. On one side was the number 20, on the other side was the number 14. Now, this stone was inserted, oh, Lord have mercy, many, 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 many years ago, well over a decade ago. And what was odd was it was removed in 2014, which indicates the 20 and the 14 marked on the small stone itself, which I'm kind of wondering if maybe that's not symbolic, since it was introduced to the overall structure about
14
years, 10, 15 years ago, and then was removed.
Can I interject something? Well, Art, let me interject something right there. I believe I saw a video of them removing that stone, and oddly, and you know, correct me if I'm mistaken, there was a kind of a strange symbolic situation where they sent on a mason. This man put the thing on the ground, took out a chisel and a hammer, put his foot on the stone, and broke it up in pieces and threw it to pieces to the spectators. Now, at this point, it's been several years since I've seen that video, but there was a kind of a prophetic explanation of that ridiculous display, which really went to serve the threatening nature of the entire mess. Do you remember anything about the removal and destruction of that stone and the distributing it among the people? What was that about? Do you know, or can you remember?
I wasn't there for that. I remember because I was out of state at the time when that happened. I was living up in Kentucky. They called me and told me about it. And I thought it was kind of weird when they were describing to me everything that was going on. And I couldn't help but wonder if maybe there wasn't some reason for why they would have done that. There had to have been some symbolic or ritual reason.
I was told the supposed reason. But I wonder if we can, other than the physical description of this monument, I wonder if you wouldn't like to opine as to the implication for people like our audience. What I mean, that's there for a reason. Those messages are there for a reason. I guess anybody can take it any way they want, but I just don't think they're kidding around. What do you think?
Around here, you'll find almost no one around here that doesn't know about the Georgia Guidestones. You can go county by county by county, and like almost everybody's, oh, yeah, I've been there. Oh, yeah, I remember going there. Oh, isn't that some scary stuff? And everybody that you talk to that actually gives this any real consideration, they believe that this is a warning, that they're telling us exactly what their plan is.
I'd like to get a date from the locals, if you don't mind, because I got to slink on up to Sam's and max out my credit card. So if you can give me an idea of when this is going to occur, I could really use that. All right, I'm just messing around.
We don't know when anything's going to occur.
All right.
We do believe that this is their way of telling us exactly what they got planned. And what better way of doing it than putting it right out in front of your face?
Well, guys, I think it's going to be a process. I think it's going to, you know, the old frog in boiling water adage. Yes, I think they believe in their belief system that they need to warn everybody and say what's going to happen. But I also believe that this is going to be a long, drawn-out process. Which could easily.
I don't have that kind of time.
No, well, neither do I.
They got to hurry. All right. Okay.
Nobody says it's going to happen in our lifetime.
You know, I'm an impatient dude.
I'm ready to get this done and over with myself.
I want to see something cool before I die.
To think I put 15 years into prepping for nothing.
Exactly. You know,
I'm telling you what, man, it's been a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of aggravation, and I have no family at all to speak of because nobody wants nothing to do with me. They all think I'm a nut job.
I hate to think I'm going to die
and all this is going to be for nothing.
Exactly. You don't want to die as crazy Uncle. This has got to stop. I need verification of my sanity. Which means the world has to collapse in order to save my pride. Am I correct?
Exactly. I can't go to my I can't go to my grave humiliated like this. Anyway, thanks, guys. I'm out of here.
Okay. Thank you, Art. Appreciate your call.
Ooh.
Well, Rick, I'm of the opposite mindset. I would be happy to die with nothing major happening.
Well, what, you won't even take a cold shower. Come on, man. Come on.
Well, you're right.
Don't you want to die?
But I've been through enough hell in my life that I know what it looks like, and I don't want to do it again.
Well, I get it. Okay. Well, it's only a suggestion. I want all you people to torture yourselves because I can't be there to do it. And it's just because I like you. So you're going to have to do it yourself, you know.
Lori, you never answered me earlier. What do you think about this cold shower idea?
Well, I'd like to know this.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a cold shower now and then, but not every day like Rick. No, thank you.
Every day like Rick.
Yeah.
Twice a day. Yeah. Whether you want it or not. Well,
Rick, I have tried it, and the only way I can do it is start off hot and very slowly work down.
I actually meant to bring that up for the beginners. That actually does work on days when you're just not feeling hearty. Don't step in when it's 35 degrees. Start with it warm and start backing it off, and you won't even notice it. And after a while, I think your lucky stars, you got a pretty decent brain freeze going on, and you know you made it. So,
I'm actually afraid of doing it. I figure my heart will stop or something.
Yeah. Oh, it comes close. Trust me. Hey, Lori.
No, I don't need clothes.
You know what they say: if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. Lori, you know you like vegetable gardening. I know. I want you to look at something on YouTube, and you're just absolutely going to love this. There is a video out there by one of my favorite guys, who actually, in my opinion, basically started the no dig Well, he revived the no-dig revolution, the gardening without digging. His name is Charles Dowding, D-O-W-D-I-N-G. But the name of the YouTube is just called Beautiful Vegetables. And if you will look at that, this guy has some, he runs a market garden out of England. He's a Brit. I just love this guy. Curtis Stone, who is one of my favorite market gardeners, professional guy, I've learned a lot from him. And John Martin Fortier out of Canada. And now Richard Perkins out of England. No, he's in Sweden now. In the full garden, I'm not the full homestead. You know, the one guy with the cows, sheep, pigs, right. Turkeys, chickens, all the rabbits, the whole nine yards. He is also using the no-dig method now. But what I want you to look at is in the YouTube called Beautiful Vegetables, look at the drone footage of his garden. It is more beautiful than any flower garden I have ever seen. It is, I mean, I'm not usually a jealous guy, but I'm thinking seriously of, why not just copy his stuff? But when you see the colors, the textures, and then not to mention the fact the whole mess is edible, right? So, you know, if you want a gorgeous garden and you're thinking you have to choose between vegetables and flowers, you do not. No, not at all. Vegetables can be quite beautiful. When you think of the range of colors and textures, I mean, it's like a French impressionistic painting. Look at the YouTube, Beautiful Vegetables. Look at the drone footage of this guy's just gorgeous market garden. It is drop-dead beautiful. And see if you can't, you know, find some inspiration in that. And that was, I believe, the next subject. Cool. From there, I want to talk about spatchcock turkey. Of course, we all already know what it is, but I'll go over it anyway.
I'm not going to lie to you. I know what turkey is.
But I don't know what spatchcock turkey is. Well, everybody always has a fit every single year about this time trying to cook a turkey and do it well. Seems like if the dark meat's good, then the white meat is dry and tough. So here's what happens. Here's how you do this. This is actually an incredibly simple technique. You take, and this works. I've got friends and family that do this. Spatchcock, S-P-A-T-C-H-C-O-C-K, spatchcock. You take a kitchen shears and you cut the spine all the way out, both sides. Go right up along the spine with your shears. Throw that thing away. Now your turkey is wide open like a butterfly, right?
Right.
No longer a cylinder. Put that thing down on a counter or something like that and push down with all your might right on the breastbone and break that so that turkey goes flat. Now it looks like roadkill turkey, okay? Now you're gonna salt this, which, by the way, and there's an addendum to this, which is bacon and jerky. I want to catch up on my exploits into bacon and jerky. Flatten this bad boy out with all, you know, because when you push down on the breast, that's going to snap. It's going to break.
Right.
Now it's flat. You're going to salt it 1% by weight. Now this gets critical, and this is where I will make a left into bacon and jerky, because I have discovered wonderful things. 1% by weight, rub this thing top and bottom, and now what you're going to do now is you're going to leave that in the fridge overnight or for a day till that salt soaks in, and then you're going to go ahead and cook it like a normal everyday turkey. But what you're going to find now at this point is that you no longer have this ridiculous air cavity in the middle, to make matters worse, if you filled it with something, which, you know, this is how people get sick, is they'll take a turkey, stuff it with all kinds of stuff, and of course you've got salmonella in there. That middle never gets up to heat, and then all your guests drop over dead in about 2 hours from salmonella, right? Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. Boy, I've only had that once, and that won't be happening twice.
We've got Wayne from West Virginia on line 5. He talked to me earlier in the week, and he wanted to explain one of his comments from about election time. Wayne, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in. Hello, Wayne. Okay.
Dang
well,
it.
We've had a break, folks.
Call back, Wayne.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real, 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Frontsight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN, and we're going to go ahead and go to our caller, Wayne, on line 5 in West Virginia. Good morning, Wayne.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay. I had called right before the election and said that I was a non-voter, and we discussed it briefly. And
oh, yes, I recall this.
Okay. What I want to do is clarify my reasoning a little behind it. I'm a old man. I've been around for a good while. I've been very politically active since I was 18, and I've also been vice chairman of a third party, which was the American Party, and I was also vice chairman of the Democratic Party locally, and then I become an independent so I could support whomever I thought was the right man. But I have come to the conclusion that 99% at least of our elected officials are nothing more than a financial burden to the taxpayer. That's one of the reasons I decided not to vote anymore. The other reason is when I look back through history, you know, we sent our young men over to World War II to fight socialism. And the ones that was fighting communism, we were shooting them. And it wasn't just Germany. It was many, many European countries and volunteers that were fighting communism. Then it comes along the Korean War. We turn around and we say, oh, we're going to go over there and stop communism. So 50,000...
Sure, Vietnam as well, sure. Right.
50,000 Americans died, plus those that were wounded and maimed for life. Then we go to the Vietnam War, same thing. But then we turn around and we let these communists run free and loose. And not only that, they can run for office in our own country. So, we let the socialists do the same thing. And then we turn around and we have our problems that we have today, and nobody's doing nothing, whether it be Democrat or
I'm not sure I would say that precisely. I'm not sure I would say that is completely true, Wayne, but I do respect your opinion. Please continue.
Okay. So, what I'm looking for, if I find a candidate that is willing to stand up to things that I personally believe in, such as if you want to be a communist, then you're going to be deported to a communist country where you can practice your theory.
Good luck with that. I don't think
you want to be a socialist. You can go to Canada or to another socialist country. If you want to be a dual citizen, you are not allowed to run for office. And if you have a choice, where you want to belong to, this country or that one? And these are some of the things I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, but Wayne, short of your way or the highway, how is the system supposed to function in the meantime? No system at all? I'm not criticizing you, but what I'm saying is this country is still, you know, functioning in some way, shape, or form. And if we all just abdicated our rights and responsibilities, Would that make a point, or would that give the communists everything that they want?
Well,
because I think you'd literally be giving up and just saying, yeah, take it all. Just go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you some of my theories there on that.
Okay.
Number one is that you don't have to be giving up, but I'll give you an example. If you let them take over, then hopefully, the patriotic Americans will then make a stand, or whatever.
Well, could I suggest something in the meantime, though? And this is what I'm hanging my hat on with respect to exactly what you just said. There is a theory out there, and I have no idea whether it's true or not, but it follows the Q phenomenon, and it is this, that the U.S. military, who, by the way, made a very, very strange statement at Trump's inauguration, when they all walked out behind him, every member of every armed force, I should say a representative from every division of armed forces walked out and stood right behind him. There is a theory out there, and the theory is this, that they were getting ready to take Obama by force. They were just going to storm the place, and they made a deal with Donald Trump. Now, this could be a bedtime story. I don't know. Then they said, if you will run for president, we will make absolutely certain you win in one way or another, and we will take this country back. There is some more theory out there that hooks onto it as a participle, and it looks like this. On December the 5th, you have Loretta Lynch forced to come and testify, and apparently, according to Q, she's a cooperating witness in the Hillary Foundation, the Hillary emails, and the Bill Clinton tarmac meeting, and a bunch of other stuff. So if that works out the way I would like, maybe something actually is happening. Wayne, maybe even though it's slow, It's happening.
Hey, Wayne, hold on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your digital survival guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are speaking with Wayne in West Virginia, and he was explaining to us why he decided not to vote anymore. Gentlemen, please continue.
Okay. I'll turn the page back a little bit for you. Back in the 30s, when Roosevelt was out there running, some of the Patriots, business people, and actually it was a Klan, got together, and they ran a guy against Roosevelt from West Virginia. He was from Clarksburg, and they ran him, and of course he lost, but Bob Byrd did win. And of course, over the years, Bob Byrd certainly reinvented himself, many times.
Boy, but didn't
was
he?
Bob was yes, Bob Berg a Republican or a Democrat or a communist or what?
Well, he said he was a Democrat, but he was whichever way the wind was blowing for Bob.
Okay, yeah, well, actually, all politicians are.
Former Grand Wizard of the Klan.
Oh, yes. My buddy. Oh, Robert Byrd. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that. But
anyway, a group of these people went to Smedley Butler, and they wanted to overthrow the government, get rid of Roosevelt, and put him as temporary president until they had a re-election. And they were business people, and probably Henry Ford might have been involved in General Motors and whomever else. And a lot of those people had supported Hitler. But anyway, they went to Smedley Butler, and Smedley Butler was a strong constitutionalist. And he let him go, and then they came back to him, and he turned them in to Roosevelt. And, of course, Roosevelt had a decision to make. Well, we can lock them up and put them in jail if we want to, but I need them for my war effort, these business people, so I'll just blackmail them, which he did.
Yes, right.
So, but anyway, getting back to our...
But what does this have to do with you not voting, though, Wayne?
Well, if I find a candidate, we'll support my views. Not only will I vote, I'll work for him.
It ain't going to happen.
My views,
I mean, okay.
The Federal Reserve, for instance,
do you not think there is some talk on the street, and it's only talk, and that is that a lot of what Trump has been doing is edging his way around the corner of the Federal Reserve and looking for a death blow, and, you know, there's been some discussion about that. Now, everybody that has tried to audit the Fed or to put us back on the gold standards wound up taking a dirt nap. But here would be my take on it, and I'll let you talk one more time. I think there's a possibility that Donald Trump is the military's play to put the country back in the hands of the people, and I don't know why you'd want to miss this party, Wayne. And what I'm thinking here is that I think Trump might be the chink in the armor, and it's my intention, if I get the chance, I'm going to put in a punji stick and twist it in that chink. And so if Trump hadn't been elected, I used to call RBN from time to time, but for this one opportunity that perhaps we've been given, and I don't want to miss it, this reason that you find me here every Saturday morning now. Now, if Trump turns out to be another Trojan horse, I'll probably evaporate into the landscape just like you're thinking about doing. But in the meantime, I'd like you to have some fun. You know, I'd like you to strike a blow for freedom and you know, do something horrible to the deep state. That's what I didn't take cold showers every morning.
Well, I've been around politics so long, I know how they operate. And then sometimes I wish I didn't. But I'm not going to put all my eggs in Trump's basket because
how about a couple? But how about a couple?
Well, a lot of things Trump has been, you know, spoken two sides out of his mouth. But
sure he is. Yeah,
well,
like
course,
the economy.
Yeah, these migrants that are. It's going to tell the story where Trump's at with the migrants, and I'll take another cold, hard look at
that.
But you know, the Federal Reserve, as far as I'm concerned, should be put under. I mean, I don't want to limit it. I want to reorganize it and put it under the American government, and then put some
nationalize it, of course,
and then put rules and regulations in there, such as the chairman of the Federal Reserve cannot make more money than the president of the United States, or as much.
Well, we need to be back on the gold standard, or on a silver standard, or something. But the Federal Reserve isn't going to. They're going to kill anybody who says that.
Yeah, and then have a pay scale for everybody, and you know, and I know that the IRS is nothing more than a collection agency. or the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and, they're pit bull, right?
Major changes there, and not only that.
We'll see.
The wall down there. I don't care if you have a wall or you have gun towers. Save lives, save American lives, whatever it takes.
But well, I'm 100% agreement with you.
Now, if you want to change things, if let's say Trump doesn't work out, I think we should start a, and I'm too old to do it. If I was younger, I would. But I think an organization, whether it's the Constitutionalist Party or whoever, some people that can do it, would start a patriotic and group, and they would sell cards you could carry in your wallet. I'm a patriotic American. And I don't care who you are, what color you are, if you think you're a patriotic American, you can belong. And then you have a group of rules and regulations, and we could talk about them later. But
I think all you're going to do there is give the election to Hillary, but I worry about that.
Well, the Patriots were here before the Democrats and Republicans, so it wouldn't be a third party. It would be actually the first group of Americans standing up. But nevertheless, and we may not have time even for that, but
we don't
start a group and then start a party. Now, if the Democrats, you don't have to get signatures, because if a state is a Democratic state and you're a Republican, then you can go and get signatures if you want to get elected. Or if you're in a Republican state, well, the Democrats can go get their signatures if they want to change things. But so nobody has to get signatures. You just have to run the people on that party, have your own platform, and move. You know, that's just another solution that I'm looking at. But I'm not interested in. You have to realize that these candidates, no matter who they are, they're some of the so-called smartest psychologists in the country telling them what to say. And they are saying what you...
You meant psychotics. You meant psychotics, not psychologists.
Exactly. But they're telling the voters out there what they want to hear. And so far, Trump has done a beautiful job in telling them
what
my question, and I don't want to get into Trump because I don't care one way or the other. I hope he's telling the truth. But we will know soon.
So, oh, yes, we will, actually, I think before the end of the year, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Wayne, we don't want to cut you short, but we got about three other four subjects we got to get done in 20 minutes.
No problem.
I hope you'll call back. I hope you'll call back next week. We'll hammer more of that.
Yeah, I've got some things, other things I can tell you about history and all that stuff.
Sure.
But anyway, I'll call you back. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And God bless you all. Uh-huh. Have a great day.
Well, same to you.
Fascinating.
Oh, it is. Yes.
He's right. I'll tell you what. Don't you think he's right? I just don't agree with not voting. But other than that, I think he's spot on practically everything. But what do you think?
Oh, I agree. Well, yeah. I had quite a conversation with him. We agreed to disagree on the voting part, but everything else we talked about, the man is an obvious student of history. It's all stuff that I had known that we talked about, but I had forgotten about it, you know?
Sometimes I think, and I think I'm guilty of this, what happens when you think too much about a subject? You wind up paralyzing yourself, and I don't know if it's anger or fear or what it is, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, Wayne, I'm not picking on you at all, but I do these things. I'll actually think about a subject too much and to the point where I become less effective. It's what we would call the law of diminishing return. At some point, you've got to take everything you know, double back, look at some biblical principle. You've got to go find your rudder and your anchor. And if you can't apply, you know, there's too much information to actually just use it. So if you won't
hold it up to a template of some Christian value or at least the founding fathers, and stare at it through that template. Otherwise, you're just going to get lost. So, you know,
right.
not everyone is a liar. I believe in the founding fathers. I believe God was in the room when this country was formed. I believe this was a covenant, and I get a lot of blowback on this. I believe this country was a covenant with God. We used to have a National Day of Prayer. I mean, this, of course, has been rinsed away along with every Southern War Memorial. But look, use common sense on this stuff. Anything that you see you can't understand, suspect two things. Suspect you're looking at it through the lens of anger or fear, and if you still can't understand it, read a couple verses from the Bible and throw it up against that, and you should at least be able to make a working decision, you know, if not a perfect decision, a working decision, something
right.
that, you know, where you can move it. Don't get stuck. Hey, there's a movie I want to bring up since we're not having a break right now, and I watched this last night. You got to see this movie. It's going to kill you. It is apparently a brand new movie. Apparently it takes place about a month from now, December 24th, the evening of 2018, Kurt Russell as an aging Santa Claus. I love Kurt Russell. And, you know, Snake Plissken, right? Snake Plissken.
Right.
Let's see. What was the movie where he was a car Overboard? Remember with him and Goldie Hawn? Remember that?
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Well, I'm not going to tell you who Mrs. Claus is then. So here's the deal. Christmas is in great jeopardy. Santa loses the toys. Some kids stow aboard his sleigh. And he winds up going, the sleigh goes nuts. He drops the toys, drops his hat. Christmas Eve is in great jeopardy. He gets locked up in jail for trying to explain his way out of it. And does a 5-minute Elvis Santa show in jail, and you just got to watch it. It's called The Christmas Chronicles. It's on Netflix. It's free on Netflix. And I mean, let's be reasonable. If you want to have a good time, and I want you to, look up The Christmas Chronicles. You got to see it, man. You just got to look at it. It's as good as The Santa Claus with Toolman Tim Taylor, which is what, Tim Allen, maybe? What's his real name? I think it is. But yeah, look it up. Kurt Russell, amazing Santa Claus, great Santa Claus, good looking man. I've got like a bromance going on with that guy. Sorry, didn't mean to say that. So, hey, you want to skip ahead since we're not breaking? You want to do pinto beans real quick?
Yeah, definitely pinto beans. And yeah, we got a break coming up in about 3 minutes.
All right, well, here's the deal. Pinto beans is a wonderful meat substitute in a grid down situation, stored properly, lasts about 30 years. Cheap comfort food, as Tim will tell you, right? With if you can get any kind of hog meat or any kind of jerky or anything in there at all, a little smoky meat in there, you have a food for gods, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Ham hocks, pinto beans, and cornbread. Throw in collard greens for good measure, and old Tim ain't coming out of the dining room.
Well, news the Queen of England, so. So here, but everybody will say, you know, you get a group of people eating that, you got a problem. You know, you're going to have a little bit of flatulence going on. If you will boil those for 10 minutes three times and throw away the water, there is a sugar in there called, I think it's oligosaccharide. Don't quote me on that, but it's a sugar. And it's that white foam that you'll see around the edges of the bucket when you boil.
Right.
Do that three times and rinse. And you won't have that problem. Now, there's one other cowboy method you can use, and that is you don't have to do this, but if you'll do this, it'll work. Count the beans before you cook them and throw away every farty one, and you will not have the flatulence problem. Are you still awake?
Throw away every which one?
Every farty one.
Oh, every farty one. Okay. Got it.
Okay. All right, boiling thing will work. Not really. No, it won't work at all. So just boil it three times and Boil it three times, throw away the water, and you'll be good to go. You can do whatever you want. You can have a crowd over, and everybody will be able to smell the Christmas tree. And everything be just...
That stuff is for me and maybe my family.
Oh,
I ain't sharing it with nobody.
Oh, they ain't getting the pinto beans? All right. Well, you know, I think it's you can buy a giant sack. Right now, if you get them really cheap, you can get navy beans and pinto beans for about $1 a pound. And pinto beans actually cheaper than that because this is the unsung hero of the bean family. Everybody thinks they don't like pinto beans, and yet everybody loves refried beans. Well, everybody loves
refried beans.
Which are pinto beans, right? So I'm saying it's an underrated bean. It's an inexpensive bean, but it stores for 30 years if you have to put it upright. It's an inexpensive meat substitute, and if there's no callers when we get back out of the break, I want to talk about the salt content in the bacon and in the jerky. It's critical.
Okay. We'll do that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 3 more minutes. No time for any more callers. We're going to wrap it up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We hope everybody's enjoyed the show today. Rick, you wanted to talk about salt, and I guess for the beans?
I guess I better hit it real quick because I don't want to step on your stuff here. If you're going to go ahead and make your spatchcock turkey, pull that when the breast is 150. After you pull that, it'll run itself up over 160, so you got to get that out of there when the breast meat is 150. As far as salt goes, it seems absolutely critical that you stay between 2% and 5%. I've been doing 5% on jerky. You do not want to go past 5. That's pretty salty, but I think it stores well. And I've been even slicing that in little pieces and using it in bean soup, and it is fun. As far as the bacon goes, by weight, it really does need to be done this way, so you need a little tiny scale of some kind. And you want to stay somewhere in the range of 2% to 2.6% salt by the weight of the bacon. So you got to do your math. You got to use your calculator. So happy holidays, you guys. So you guys, I'm throwing it back to you.
Okay, Lori, go ahead.
I just want to say I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and stayed safe and. Also ask you guys to remember our men and women in the armed forces that can't be home for the holidays. Keep them in your prayers, and if there's any military families around you that could use your support while their loved ones are overseas serving, do what you can for them.
Yep. And speaking of the armed forces, hey, everybody, my son just made staff sergeant. About time. He deserved it. But anyway, folks, we've had a really quick show today. Lots of information covered. If you're living in a place where it's as beautiful as it is here, get out and enjoy the day. Of course, you can always listen to RBN on your phone while you're doing it. But, wow.
Well, I'm taking the Scratch Rocket for a ride, so probably not. Yeah, it was quick.
Now, I got somebody coming over to hopefully buy my tractor today, so I got to move junk out of the way to so they can see it.
Good luck on that. Good luck on that, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope that works out. That'll be great.
Me too. It'll be out of my garage.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Get your garage back. That'll be nice. Yeah.
It will.
It was nice, though, that you protected a 100-year-old tractor from hail damage. That was a great idea. That was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was apocalyptic right there. That was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one reason. I just put the ad on Rollinet last night, and I think it's age
by,
and the fact that it's been stored undercover, and the problems are simple for a tractor guy, most likely.
Oh, yeah. Right, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to sell quick. All right, anyway,
all
folks,
right.
That's it for us for this week. We'll be back same time, same channel next week, and hope everybody has a fun and safe weekend and work week, and God rest the souls of Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee, and God bless America. Bye.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe.